John, the state fair is just a couple of days away. And again, this year, Country Mark is taking an active part in sponsorships. Talk to us a little bit about some of the things that Country Mark will be doing at the Indiana State Fair.
Well, Megan, it's great to talk with you. Yeah, State Fair, it's going to be here, opens on Friday and runs through the 17th. And yeah, Country Mark will be fueling the tractor shuttles that shuttle the folks all around the fairgrounds. The John Deere tractors that will be pulling the shuttles will be running on Country Mark Super Diesel X4 B20 biodiesel. And then also the carnival rides, the gen sets at the carnival rides will be running on Country Mark Super Diesel X4 as well. And we also have an active sponsorship with the Pioneer Village Group. All of their antique tractors, we set an 87 plus fuel tank there on the grounds for the antique tractor exhibitors at Pioneer Village to run on our fuel as well. So we're very engaged in working with the state fair to make sure they've got the fuel they need to make it happen.
John, why is it important for Country Mark to be such an active sponsor and to be so engaged with the Indiana State Fair?
Well, as a farmer-owned cooperative, obviously agriculture is our heritage, and we just feel real strongly that the state fair just does a fantastic job of showcasing agriculture to the growing non-ag market segment of central Indiana, and for that matter, the whole state. So it's a great opportunity for us in our little way to support that initiative that the state fair has to get that message out and enable folks to have a wonderful experience and be able to see agriculture and the small taste of agriculture production that they get to see at the state fair, whether it's the livestock exhibits or the crop exhibits or the 4-H and FFA exhibits. It's our little way to help make sure that the state fair is doing a great job and allowing the non-ag folks to be able to experience that.
Being a farmer-owned cooperative, really customer-owned, but also agriculture-focused or a big emphasis on agriculture. How is the State Fair a good way to maybe connect in a different route, the farmer and the consumer?
Well, I think being able to have the sponsorship activity, have that presence, whether it's at Pioneer Village, whether it's through providing electrical generating power or the more visual tractor shuttles, it makes that connection that as a farmer-owned cooperative, our oil and exploration production, our refinery, our quality fuels message, we hope that it enables that maybe non-aware consumer who's there at the fair to see our name, go to www.countrymark.com and do a little research and make that connection of our agricultural heritage, our farmer owners, our constituency being agriculturalists. And I think there's a wholesomeness, if you will, and an integrity component that says, you know, if it's good enough for agriculture, that's probably good enough for me. So we hope in some small way, we're able to make a sales connection or at least a prospect connection with folks who are there who may not know our ag heritage and may not know our quality story, 100% American crude story, and they may do a little research and it may create an opportunity to get a new satisfied Country Mark customer on our quality fuel somewhere in the state of Indiana.
John, any other thoughts?
No, it's just, again, we can't say enough about the job that Cindy Hoy and her group does at the state fair and the show that they put on and just the cleanliness of the program, the cleanliness of the grounds, and we're just happy to be a part of it and make our contribution of fuel products to help that fair stay powered up during their 17-day run.